Dinner with Gare, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Way Out There, by Ollie Hansen. I didn't notice how sore I was until I got to the cabin and took off my rucksack. The straps had left marks on my shoulders. I cast it aside from the front steps and wiped the sweat off my forehead. The sun was low in the sky, shining its last red rays towards me. In my unclear reflection in the cabin window, I saw that I had taken on a nice tan after 3 days up in the mountains. I smelled of grass and dirt. My spring spent at the fitness center had also made its marks. I had trimmed down and my muscles were more defined. All my treks back and forth in the slush seemed like a distant memory. My nipples were clearly visible on my defined pecs. My abs were visible too, and my thighs and calves had grown after 4 days a week of weights and machines. I felt tired and satisfied. Sweat ran down my ribs. The thing I longed for most was a cold swim in a little mountain lake. I walked the few feet down to the water, just down from the self-served cabin. I was alone. My army boots were moist and clammy. My beige shorts were brown from the moisture of the long day's march. The scent of sweaty man. I took off my bottoms and saw that I had a clear tan line. The cold from the water made me shriek when I put a foot in it. When the water came up to my neck, I felt as if someone was watching me. I turned around and didn't see anyone. Still, I felt the prickle of eyes on my neck as I swam my first couple of strokes. The sun was setting in the west, and I stood on the bank, naked and with a sensation of deep pleasure. The imaginary Peeping Tom was gone. I dried off the worst of it and lay down naked on a big flat rock. Silence. The mountains were coloured red. I must have nodded off for a few minutes. I woke up to the sound of a door. There was a large green rucksack on the front steps. Not alone anymore, I thought. I put my shorts on and closed the small distance to the cabin with my underwear in one hand and shoes in the other. I got a clean t-shirt from my pack, and as I lifted my head, my gaze fell on a pair of naked feet on the doorstep. I stood up, and there he was, tall, dark, wide shoulders, hairy chest, wearing a pair of knickers that revealed solid, hairy legs. I swallowed heavily and thought that there's something to those clichés after all. "Hi, my name's Gare," the man said in his deep voice and reached me his big hand. "Seems like there's only two of us here. Want to have dinner together?" Hours flew by in good company. We talked about all sorts of things. He was an officer and a local. He knew the name.